who have we got here? Krishnananda. Are you translating Krishnananda?
Yes, I have to start translating, and next Mataji Mathura will.
Well, did you finish saying what you were going to say?
The eye is much better now.
Is he able to see properly?
He can see with this eye, but the operation was just to, so to say, repair all the system. So in the future, they believe he would see with this eye.
Uh-huh. That's good. Okay, I'm glad that he's well. Just a minute. Okay, so I'm glad to hear that. And then there's Karunamayi and Krishna Priya and Mantrini and Prabhupada and Shapagat and Yashashvini and someone else, I don't know who, and Vishwanath and Jai Radhe. He's with you, you mean? Okay, so I'm in Budapest, and now I'm talking to you. Otherwise, I've been busy, and of course, finished with the book. I don't know when we last spoke, but I think I was already finished then. Now I'm just working on the layout. And then also we had that favorable decision in Tomsk. That was very good. In Tomsk. And is there any chance that the prosecutor will appeal the decision?
Sankirtana.
Well, but is there any indication that he's going to appeal it?
They told that they will decide after their, New Year celebrations. So maybe in a week.
Uh-huh. But if he appealed it, then he would have to go to Moscow court?
Srimati Krishna Priya told that appeal should be first discussed in Yekaterinburg. It is all side period court, and only next they will appeal to the Supreme Court in Moscow.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, I guess we'll find out what happens. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and any topics that we're discussing aside from questions?
We would like to ask about your plans for your next trip to India. Many devotees in Russia want to know about it, as well as your trip to Russia.
Yeah, now everything's a little up in the air. The result of the Hungarian political situation here has sort of changed. It means that we retain our church status until the end of February, and in the meantime we have to get different referrals for the government. I'm going next week to London to meet the Hungarian Foreign Affairs Minister there. And so, depending on what happens, so by the end of February, Hungarian Parliament will decide whether to permanently give us church status or not. So, I don't know. Right now, it would look to me that I'm not going anywhere until the end of February, and my plans for go to a GBC meeting. It depends how things unfold, but probably like usual, I won't know anything until the last day. So my plan for Navadvip Mandal Parikrama and going to GBC meetings and so on, right now everything's unknown. That's the only thing that's sure, is that nothing is sure. And then based on what happens at the end of February, I may go to India or I may not go at all. And then I will still come to Moscow. It's just a question. I think that the best time for me to come to Moscow is once we printed the first four books. After I printed the first four books are printed. And which would mean that I could bring four of the eight books with me. That means anyone who ordered sets, then they could purchase, or they could have the first four books. And I'm not 100% sure when that will be. Maybe it's going to be at the end of March, maybe in April sometime, something like that. So, as far as India is concerned, that will be later that I can tell you. And as far as coming to Moscow, then that's even more later. Any questions about that? I have a question. If I ship books over there, is there some kind of duty or tax on books?
Depends on Hungarian legal system, or you mean we should find out it on our customs?
Yeah, well, there's no customs in Hungary, that's for sure. But I think someone mentioned it the last time. I think it may have been Jairade that there may be some kind of customs. Okay, because then I would, for those devotees who have either ordered books in advance, sets in advance, or are going to purchase the full sets there, then I would I could ship the books, and then I would come after I shipped, after they arrived. Any comments on that? No, first these are English sets, not for translating. They're not Russian sets. This was what I mentioned the last time, is that it's going to take, whoever's going to translate and do everything, it's going to take them at least a year and a half to 2 years to translate it. So, my request was that we sell English copies to those who are obviously English-speaking devotees who can read in English. Yeah, and I can't imagine why they would take 2 months to come by truck.
About the trains, it was about that Krishnananda Prabhu told that he has to delay with his work. He's impatient to start translating them. And I understand that we have to wait for 2 months until you come and bring the books.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, he has to wait.
Yes, and even then, you need to wait until, well, yeah, I guess you could start translating then. All right, anything further on that topic?
On other topics.
Okay.
That recently, devotees discussed problems of family relations. And they observed that there is a tendency that excusing oneself by fulfilling yoga dharma, family people can reject their family dharma. And as a result, these families usually separate.
Break up.
Break, yes. So the question is, what is the real dharma of family people?
They have to do both. They have to balance both things. A Yuga Dharma means to chant Hare Krishna at home, but or it starts with chanting Hare Krishna at home, but Yuga Dharma doesn't mean that you break your family up. Yuga Dharma is supposed to be bringing everyone together, so the example for Grihastha should be how it actually brings the family together. Otherwise, then how does Krishna consciousness spread? What's the point of getting other people to chant Hare Krishna if the end result of their chanting Hare Krishna is that their families will also break up? Examples should be there. People should see how by chanting Hare Krishna that then balances out. It makes family life perfect and everything's very balanced.
Результат нашего повторения Харе Кришна должен быть таков, чтобы люди видели в нас...
And balance is something that everyone needs to learn in this world, because whatever we're doing, we need to balance things. We need to have a balance between our service and our sadhana, balance between work and our duties at home, and then fitting in a certain degree of preaching despite all other obligations. All of that requires balance. And balance requires intelligence. It's not something that you can replace with something else. People become too extreme in one direction or another. It means that they're not thinking very carefully. So it means that they don't really understand that preaching means example, and the first example a Grihastha has to show is how he has a stable Krishna conscious family. Something more about that? Anything? Anybody?
Mother Prabhu, Shani Mataji. Yes, Ashwini, thank you for this answer. And Krishna Priya is asking whether Sapagat sent you some money, and he's asking whether you received them.
I received... Depends when he sent it, because he sends regularly. I can tell you which was the last one that I received. On the 6th of December, I received $1,000 from Shabagat.
That one, the last one.
That was the last one. Yeah, that I received, thank you.
Да, я получила, спасибо.
So the... Yeah, go ahead.
This is Prabhupada. Yesterday I was asked, he's saying a question from devotees, and I'm thinking how to answer, but I wanted to ask you first. So the question is, how in this lifetime successfully to achieve the Krishna Prema?
Yeah, why not? The perfection is not based on us, it's based on the power of devotional service, and especially in chanting Hare Krishna. So if we nicely chant, and if we follow the process strictly, then why not? Pure devotional service has such power. That's what Srila Prabhupada taught us. So the power is there in the process of devotional service, and then now we just need to follow it. And when we follow it, then it will happen. So that's what we... the question is not really, are we capable? Because prema is not something that you get by your own power. But prema is something that comes by the power of bhakti, by the power of the holy name. And if we surrender to the holy name, and if it acts through us, then certainly it can give us that result. Is that okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Someone else, some other things?
For example, to everyone. Я никогда не буду поступать against your will. Unless you will stop worshipping me, and you will start neglecting me, and I am afraid of that. surprised how this exalted devotee, a sannyasi, is worrying that the Lord should worship him.
Что это означает?
Where is this?
Madhyalila, 10th chapter, 162nd verse.
Yeah, here respect doesn't... Here respect means that they will not have their natural friendly dealings. That's all. Friendly dealings. Because Brahmananda Bharati was on the level of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, because he was his spiritual master's godbrother, I think. Or at least he was a senior Vaishnava. So the relationship would be is that Lord Chaitanya would show him respect. In other words, that Lord Chaitanya would notice him, and that was their relationship. And Brahmananda Bharati didn't want to sacrifice his relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First he gave up wearing a deer skin, and then wore the general robes of a sannyasi. First he gave up wearing a deer skin, and he wore the robes of a sannyasi. And what he's teaching is that Lord Chaitanya offered him his respect, and Brahmananda Bharati didn't want to refuse accepting Lord Chaitanya's respect, because that was the nature of their relationship. He's teaching others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching others by his own example that they should offer respect to senior personalities. Well, it's not something Brahmananda Bharati was wanting, but it was rather the relationship that he was worried about losing. That's all. And that was part of the relationship. Okay, some other things?
Еще вопросы? Thank you very much. В 10 и 11 главе описывается, как Махапрабху...
The question is, if his service was indeed pure, then why he was so eager to meet Lord Chaitanya, and why he was so sad about this meeting, lamenting about this meeting? He was so egoistic that he was ready to leave his service.
Yeah, that was his sentiment. That was his emotion. So he was, his business was to be the king and to manage, but if being a king was an obstacle to meeting Lord Chaitanya, he was willing to give up being a king. It just showed his real eagerness for meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was as a display of Maharaj Pratap Rudra's sentiment or love for Lord Chaitanya. Just like Gadadhar Pandit was willing to leave Gopinath in Puri and his service to Gopinath for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not what he ended up doing, but that was his sentiment. So it's an expression of love?
My next question about this. In which circumstances one has a right to give up his service if he's eager to meet the Lord?
If someone is exalted like Maharaj Pratap Rudra or Gadadhar Pandit, then they have the right. Or if they receive the authority to do so. Often we see that continuing to do service is more important. Vani is more important than Vapu. But sometimes Vapu is also more important. Just like when Prabhupada was leaving the world, he told all of his disciples that they should just leave their service and come and be with him. So, first of all, there was Srila Prabhupada's authority for doing that, and especially because it would be an exceptional circumstance. Devotees would not be able to see Prabhupada again. Okay. Other things, other questions or topics? Yeah, sure.
Could you explain how can I understand whether you are pleased or displeased with my service?
Well, I'm very far away to see what her day-to-day service is. So obviously, if she's serving in a way that her local authorities are satisfied, then I'm satisfied. Because the whole idea is that Krishna should be satisfied and Krishna consciousness movement should be spread. So if Krishna Priya is doing that over there to the satisfaction of leaders, then automatically I'll be satisfied. Is that okay?
Понятно? One short question?
Потому что мы понимаем, насколько Гуру Махарадж занят, и беспокоить его своими письмами, это, ну, жалко его время на это тратить.
We understand that you have very little time to read our letters, that you are very occupied, therefore, do you think that we should write you some reports on our activity, for example, once a year, or should we not disturb you with these kinds of letters?
No, now that I've finished the book, now devotees can write letters. That's fine. I don't know what I'm going to do with all the old letters. I don't think I can really go over those. But, you know, say starting January 1st, devotees write letters, then I'll start replying to them again. From January, devotees write letters from January 1st, then I will start replying to them again. So, yes, you can write. But it would be better if it's translated into English. If you write in Russian, then it's more difficult for me to find devotees to translate here. All right. When is our next meeting then? Discussion.
Когда мы в следующий раз будем встречаться?
Okay. It could be next week, a week from today.